Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
All right, let's get right to it. Normally, this is where I would go into some long soliloquy. We ain't got all that time today. I will do this for you. If you call between now and 6 o'clock, I promise you we will do everything in our power to take your phone call. I can't promise we will take everybody's phone call, but I promise you we will take as many phone calls as we can. I'm going to give my thoughts on the Royals. Rob's going to give his thoughts on the Royals. We'll read some texts. We'll take some phone calls. We will talk about the Chiefs probably more tomorrow than today. I mean, the Chiefs at some point are going to make a decision. That's not today, but at some point they're going to make a decision. We will certainly cover it when they make a decision. But today, all they told us is we need more time to make a decision. We'll talk about that, and we'll do our usual stadium coverage tomorrow. Today, we have to talk about the Royals. Now, Rob, you always make fun of me because there are a handful of movies that I quote pretty regularly on this show. We love Meet the Parents on this show. And you always make fun of me because one of my favorite Denzel Washington movies is John Q. If you remember in the movie John Q, his son is going to die. His son's going to die. He needs a heart transplant. They won't give his son a heart transplant. His son is going to die. His wife calls him on the phone, tells him this news. They're going to turn the ventilator off. Our son's about to pass away. Kimberly Elise is crying and tells Denzel Washington's character, John Q, you need to do something. This is drastic. This is life or death. You tried diplomacy. We tried to raise money and do all of these things. You need to do something. And then Denzel does something drastic, and that is the core of the movie. The Royals have done a lot of the little things. When you guys were real mad at Hunter Renfro, they got rid of Hunter Renfro. You guys were real mad at MJ Melendez. It's gotten so bad on the text line. I'm not joking. The text right before we got on the air, Vern, why don't the Royals call up MJ Melendez just to change something? You want MJ Melendez back. That's how bad it's gotten offensively for the Royals. They got rid of MJ Melendez when you wanted them to. They got rid of Hunter Renfro when you wanted them to. They got rid of Baby Biggio when you wanted them to. You wanted them to make lineup changes. You were excited about Jack Caglione Day. The Royals have done everything that you have asked them to do. And we all have sat here patiently. Man, if this team can just get a little bit of offense, man, the pitching is right there. I mean, they can still get in it. They can still get in the wild card hunt. The Royals have been swept for three consecutive series. They have lost 10, count them, 10. They've lost 10 games in a row. Every time I think that the Royals have hit some form of rock bottom, they find another way to go even lower and find a new bottom. This is where I am with the Royals. It's time to fire somebody. I don't care necessarily who it is. At some point, you need to do something. And at some point, you need to hand the mob somebody. And I'm not talking about somebody like an outfielder that you gave $7.5 million. I'm not talking about an outfielder that was hitting .083 and you could send down to the minors. Or Baby Biggio. I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about you need to fire somebody who has an office. You need to fire somebody who has a nameplate and nice oak tables and a nice couch in their office. Somebody like that has to be fired. And I'm not even saying that because I think that fixes the problem, because this is the truth about the Royals. They don't have enough good players. And sometimes whenever we have these conversations about teams and we start to blame this or we blame this, and sometimes it's simple. Team A had better players than Team B. So the game was won before they ever threw the ball in the air or before the first pitch was ever thrown. It was clear the Royals didn't have enough good players at the beginning of the season. And we all played the game that fans do. Well, this guy last year hit 240. This year he's going to hit 260. Everybody on the team is going to be better. None of that happened. They have one offensive player that was better, Mikel Garcia. They have seven offensive players that are worse this year than last year, including your favorite one that you went out and bought his jersey 3 weeks ago. He's worse. So they need to do something, even if the move is just there to make me feel good. That's okay. But when your team is dead last in runs, when your team has been swept for three consecutive series, when you have 12 hits over a three-game stretch and your opposition scores 12 runs, it's time for you to fire somebody. I don't care who it is. Fire the director of food because you don't think the hot dogs are good enough. Somebody has to go. You can pick. Line everybody up together and spin a wheel. This department, out of here. Done. We'll start over. You guys aren't selling tickets fast enough for me. You got to go. That's it. Do something. I don't know what it is. You tried all of these other moves. They haven't worked. You haven't won in a week and a half at home. You haven't won in the entire month of June. Since May 26th, you won as many games as the Savannah Bananas. It's embarrassing. I don't want to spend the whole hour ranting. I want you guys to chime in too. I want Rob to chime in. I don't even know this kid's name that's sitting here answering the phone. If he's got opinions, I'm happy for him to chime in. I simply want the Royals to do something, even if it doesn't mean anything. We're talking about a football team that fires its offensive coordinator when they're 4-9 and they have a bad quarterback. We know that they have other problems, but you know what? Seeing it scroll across the bottom line that the Browns fired their OC, it just makes somebody feel good. And at this point, they got to hand you somebody, and it's obvious. It's obvious who you want. You're standing outside the gate. You've all got your pitchforks, and they're not going to fire everybody. You need to bring us him. Yes, him. Standing right there. No, don't try to hide. I see you. Come here. Come here. Come with us. Thank you. Go back to playing. It's embarrassing. It's bad. I promise you, we will take all your phone calls. I promise you. If you're on hold, stay there. We can read your text. We'll read your tweets. I'm perfectly fine with it. I'm telling you that I think the Royals have done everything that they've asked of you. I think they've done everything. Their bigger problem is they don't have enough good players. I think they're getting the most that they can out of Nick Lofton and John Rave and Kyle Isbell. I think we will look back at this team 10, 15 years from now, and it will be obvious that this team was flawed, that this team had problems. But you can't do anything about that now. What do we say, Rob, in football season? There's some things that are March and April problems. Some things you can't solve. You're not solving all of their problems. We can get to that conversation in the winter. I'm happy to have that conversation. Hey, you guys need to do a better job at getting a corner hitting outfielder. I know last year you tried, you did your best. I know it was great. You did your best. I know. I mean, this team didn't want to trade to you. This team didn't have. I got it. I understand. I don't care. Fix it. Have you ever like paid for a service and then the person tries to explain to you all of the problems? And then you're like, bro, I don't care. Just fix it. That's it. I paid you to do a job. My pipes are leaking. It's worse than when you got here. I don't care. I don't care what part you need. Fix it. Please fix it. And you just walk away. That's where I am with the Royals. Fix it. Somebody. Anybody. John Sherman. JJ Piccolo. Somebody. Fix it. Anybody. I don't care. Fire somebody. I don't care. Again, I really don't care who it is. Pick a department. Everybody is doing something wrong right now. We'll take your phone calls. Go ahead, Rob. I apologize.
So here's the thing, and I love your football analogy, and I will stick with it for this reason. Whenever the Chiefs' defense was struggling, fans wanted to call in and blame all the, you know, role players. When the Chiefs' offense has struggled, we were the first to blame MVS and Kingsley Suomata. Let's find – no. I'm tired of blaming the John Rave types for this offense problems. Let's call a spade, Carrington. The core four, which I can pull the audio, Vern talked about preseason. The core four will be what makes this offense go. None of them are holding up their end of the bargain. Vern's had the stat in postgame. Bobby Witt, who was second in the MVP voting last year, has regressed this year and is hitting 262 in June. That's not good enough. Salvi has been bad this season. I don't care about, well, if you look at his expected OB, I don't care. He's been bad this season. He's part of the core four. He's part of the problem. Vinny, while he has been okay, is worse this season than he was last season. He's part of the problem. The only person in that core four who isn't part of the problem is Mikel Garcia. And Jonathan India, who on April 1st would have been considered part of that core four, is also worse right now than he was last year. So the text line wants to fire the hitting coach. I'm not anti-firing the hitting coach. I get why it's happening. They want to fire the manager. I get why that's happening. But I'm tired of seeing the text line tell me, well, Mark Canna stinks. Bring up MJ Melendez. That fixes nothing. Until the Royals get their best players to produce, the Royals are going to be mid. And I know, well, John Rave is only hitting 160 and CAG's only hitting 190. And, you know, Freddie Fermin is not really doing that great this year. Kyle Isbell is not the great. I don't care about those players. They're supposed to be ancillary pieces. They are not supposed to be the stars.
Text line 913-586-7965. I want to read this text before we go to the phone lines. Fire the hitting coach, sure, but it's not about the X's and O's. It's the Jimmy's and Joe's. These boys just can't hit. I agree. I 100% agree with you. The Texas Rangers fired their hitting coach, and they're 26th in offense. They fired him almost 2 months ago. I'm not saying that firing Alex Zumwalt is fixing the problem. Not at all. I'm simply saying that it would make me feel better. That's it. That's all I'm arguing here. They have a problem. They're not good. I'm not here to tell you something you don't know. The Royals aren't good. They're not going to the postseason. They need sweeping changes to the offense this offseason. They can't have those sweeping changes until October. It's June. All of those secondary moves that you're talking about, Rob, they've already done. They've done all of those moves. There's not much left to do. Bobby ain't going nowhere. Vinny's not going anywhere. Salvi's not going anywhere. I would argue the manager at this point isn't going anywhere. They're not firing their general manager today. But tomorrow when they stand in front of the media again after another drive home after a loss, somebody's key card shouldn't be working for this weekend. If you're the owner, you have to be embarrassed about what you have seen. Every night you go out there, they lose. They lost an entire homestand. They then came back and then continue losing without pause. It's not good enough. That should be unacceptable. This is when you want in a baseball movie. This is when you want your manager inside the clubhouse to throw something. Just to throw something. It's not like throwing the water cooler is going to make anything better, but you know what? It just makes you feel better. You just want to see the manager go out there and get ejected and start kicking dirt on people. You just want it to feel better. That's it. That's all. That's all I'm arguing right now at this point. That's it. I don't care what department. If you fire all of the parking lot people, it took too long for people to get in here. I would feel better about it. I feel sorry for those people that got to lose their job. But when you're losing like this, everybody is a suspect in this investigation. Everybody is. Let's take your phone calls. Randall, you're in Parkville. How you doing today, my man?
I'm doing great. You just cracked me up, man. And we can't get too tied up and torqued up, you know, like Vern said after the game. We've gone to four of the last six games, the first two in San Diego and Tuesday against the Rays and today And the Friday night's game in San Diego got us all pumped up, right? Because that was, wow, two home runs. We had a four-game winning streak. And then, boom, Saturday happened. Noah Cameron pitched well, but our offense stuck. Then we, of course, gave away the game on Sunday. And then I don't know what happened against the Rays. That was just – this is crazy. But what we noticed and what I noticed is that we're taking – like the opposing pitcher's pitching, his first two pitches are strikes. And we're already down 0-2 in counts. We're putting soft grounders in play. We're hitting a lot of pop-ups. How many times did they look at third strikes today? I mean, it was like we were rolling our eyes there at Kauffman Stadium. So I like your idea. Fire somebody. I'm not sure what to do. I'm not panicking. I like Vern. I'm not in sell mode yet. These guys cannot just keep doing this. I think it's impossible, but maybe they do. I don't know.
Randall, hey, so, I appreciate the phone call. I'm going to try to get to everybody here. Thanks for going out to the stadium. I know it's been tough these last couple of days. It's been hot out there. They're not scoring. You're angry. Rob, didn't I tell you a couple days ago that you know what the Royals love to do? Before you even get good in your seat, you just walked in there. Your daughter just asked for a pretzel. All right, I'll get you a pretzel. You go get a pretzel. You don't even get to your seat. All of a sudden, the Royals are down 2-0. You might as well turn around. That pretzel's the highlight of your evening. Randall said, I don't know what happened against the Rays. I don't know. They can't score. That's what happened. They haven't been scoring all season.
To give you guys a little peek behind the curtain, I was here doing some administrative stuff, office work. I was talking to the boss. We peeked our head into the control room to see the Royals score. It was 2-0, and we both laughed. Game over.
Yeah, game's over. You shouldn't feel that way.
You shouldn't feel that way. There have been games where I've worked back here, and it's 20-6. You're like, oh, well, that game's obviously over. They gave up 20 runs in baseball. Two! It was two, and I was like, they're not coming back from that.
Let's go to the phone lines. Kyle's in Olathe. Kyle, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. Appreciate you calling in today.
So I heard you talking about firing somebody, and I want to get this clear. Alex Zumwalt, in my opinion, I don't think he deserves to be fired. I think what he's done to Michael Garcia's swing and what he was able to transform Bobby into, he was also one of the guys that broke Salvador Perez into that power hitting guy. But at the end of the day, just like the Andy Reid situation way back in the day, I think Alex Zumwalt's time might not be too long here in Kansas City. He's not here to teach guys how to have an approach at the plate. He's not here to tell guys what to swing at and what not to swing at. A lot of those guys are just drafted by the previous regime and Michael Massey and MJ Melendez. I mean, even Bobby Witt Jr., those guys are just swing-heavy guys. They don't watch pitches. They don't have a good approach. And that reason right there was the old Atlanta Braves way, was swinging inside your own ballpark to find a way to win. That just doesn't work anymore with the way pitching's been developed these days and how good defenses are in these days. I think it's going to be a good thing when we do sell and try to get Lugo or someone else for a couple prospects. But the thing that I'm excited about is we don't have to go out and get rid of one of our really good hitting catchers to get a bat that probably wasn't going to fix our lineup in the first place. Those three catchers we have in our prospect division are the best approaches we could have for this Royals offense in the future that can help Bobby, that can help Jack, and whoever's still on the team. I'll take my opinions off the phone. Have a good day.
No, Kyle, I appreciate the phone call. This is what I would say. I'm not saying that no coaching went into Bobby Witt Jr. Not saying that. But you don't get credit if you coach up Cooper Flagg. I'm not looking at you as a great player development guy. We've been talking about Bobby Witt Jr. as a prospect since he was 17 years old and a high school senior. So if you're telling me that your claim to fame is Bobby Witt Jr., okay. Michael Garcia, great. That's who you're – that's if tomorrow, if your boss calls you into his office and we – at every job, hey, why should you be here? Hey, I'm looking at it. We got to make some cuts. The margins are a little bit tight. The economy, you know all the things that companies say. Don't matter what's going on, it's always the economy, what's going on. Why should you keep your job? If you're Alex Zumwalt, what's the argument that you make tomorrow? What's the pitch you make tomorrow? it's Mikel Garcia? Okay. So I'm not saying that all of this is on the hitting coach. I'm not. I think a lot of this is the way this team is constructed, a player issue. I don't think the Royals have enough good players. But we are moving up the list of people to blame. And at one point, it was Hunter Renfroe. And then at one point, it was MJ Melendez. We kept moving down the line. We have run out of players. They're not getting rid of anybody right now. Sure, eventually they'll make a trade. Nobody's making trades right now. Eventually they'll make a trade if they keep playing like this. Now we have moved to the coaching staff and front office portion of changes. That's where we moved to. You're first up. That's what it is. You're first up. We are playing coaching squid game here. That's it. Everybody can't make it. No. That's what it is. This is a survive mentality. I'm trying to keep my six-figure job, my million-dollar job. Somebody's got to be offered to the group. And I'm telling you, who it should probably be. It should be the person in charge of the worst offense in Major League Baseball. That's who should be, and that's who should be held responsible for what's going on. They're dead last offensively. Dead last. That's probably the person who should be held accountable for what continues to transpire in these home games. Let's go back to the phone line. Steve is in Lee's Summit. Hey, Steve, how you doing, man?
Hey, good, Carrington. How are you?
Doing good, man. Appreciate you calling in.
Hey, I think part of the problem is there are four roster spots being taken up by the exact same kind of player. Drew Waters, John Rave, Isbell, and Nick Lofton. They're the same guy, and there's four of them on this team. And that's part of the problem. And you want to go down the list of people to blame, go blame the player development people or the draft people from the 2020, 2021, and 2022 drafts. Find out the top three guys the Royals selected in those drafts and where are they? They should be the reinforcements coming up today. But there's nobody because our best guys are Blake Mitchell in single A or double A and Castiglione, who we had to bring up because we had nobody else. That's the problem. The problem was those draft choices back in the early 20s that are just not coming up and replenishing this team.
Steve, that's a good point, man. I appreciate the phone call. There certainly were some draft misses for this team early on. And, I mean, if you're a team like the Royals, A, you can't afford to miss on the draft. And then B, you have to cover up for it either via trade or via free agency. If you believe the Royals story, they tried. I mean, we wanted this guy, just didn't work out. Okay, all right. Well, now you're looking at an outfield right now where their leader in home runs is three, and their second person is somebody who just got here 2 weeks ago who was playing for the Florida Gators 10 months ago. That's how it's gotten in the Royals offense.
I will say real quick before about the calls. The caller, to his point, they did do that. Look at the 2021-22 draft that stunk. They fired that guy. That guy got run out of town. If you want to say it's the same regime and JJ and Dayton are the Spider-Man meme, that's fine. We can have that conversation. But if you're saying the 22 guy needs to be run out of town.
I'm not here to argue anybody's point today.
He got out of town.
I get what you're saying. I'm not here to argue anybody's point right now. I'm ready to fire anybody. I'm ready to fire the people who manage the fountains because the water's not blue enough. I'm ready to fire anybody right now. I'm ready to fire the people that cut the grass. Somebody can't come back to the stadium tomorrow. You can't get swept for three straight series the way the Royals have, and then everybody can smile and come to work tomorrow. Nah, man. Something's wrong. Chips are stale. Cheese is cold. These jalapenos aren't hot enough. Somebody's got to get fired with the Royals. Luke, you're in the Northland. How you doing, man?
Good, good. Hey, I missed the first seven innings, so I was out coaching a couple baseball games today.
Luke, let me tell you this. You didn't miss anything. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Yeah. You ain't wrong. Matt Cotaro forgot more baseball than I'll ever know. I get that. And, you know, looking at last year, John Sherman spent a little bit of money to try to pacify the fans, to try to get the sloppiest thing he could pass, to get the stadiums passed, and they failed. But let's talk about this year from the perspective of what is the offensive identity of the Royals. And there isn't one from the perspective of they are free swingers. I don't care what that caller said. Yeah, they take the first pitch. They do not strike out looking. They are hunting. They got guys swinging outside the zone. Okay, they're swinging a lot. All right, you're probably going to run into them. You're probably going to hit for some pop. No, they're one of the statistically worst power-hitting offenses probably in franchise history, for sure in the bigs right now. They have 13 home runs at home in 40 games. All right, so you probably hit the baseball hard. You should be a contact team. You should be guys that bat for average. No, we don't hit for average. All right, well, okay, maybe you play a little small ball. You try to manufacture runs. Oh, we don't do that either. So it begs the question, what is your offensive identity? And who can answer that? And Cachuaro says in postgame, he says, we got good players. Right, you've got good players that are underperforming, which I agree with you. They don't have enough good players, but you've got good players that are underperforming. All right? At some point, if you have seven good players in your lineup that are underperforming, why are they all underperforming? What could be the reason they're all underperforming? It could have something to do with the fact that nobody has any idea how they are going to do things at the plate.
Luke, I can't argue with anything that you said, man. I appreciate the phone call. It is very telling that the Royals have – it's on paper, the Royals lineup should not be this bad. 1-6 for the Royals, it's certainly not the worst 1-6 in all of baseball. But to Luke's point, if all of those guys are struggling simultaneously, that's the fault of somebody. Somebody has to answer for that. We'll keep taking your phone calls. 913-586-7965. If you're on hold, stay there. If you want to get on hold, you can do so. We're taking Royals phone calls the rest of the way. The Royals continue to lose at home. They have lost 10 consecutive games. The Royals have not won a game at home in the month of June, and they only got 3 games left in the month of June, and they play the best team in baseball. They could potentially go an entire month without winning a home game. And boy, that is bad. We'll take more of your phone calls. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you. I do think, Rob, one thing that is very important to note when discussing the Royals, all of the teams that are around the Royals when discussing their hitting issues have all fired their hitting coach except the Royals. Like if you were looking at the bottom five offenses in Major League Baseball, the Royals are in last place. They have scored 263 runs. We are now officially at the halfway point. They have lost 10 consecutive home games. The Pirates, they have already fired their hitting coach. The Chicago White Sox have already fired their hitting coach. The Rockies, I mean, I don't even know why he reported for duty at the very beginning of the year. He's gone. And the Texas Rangers, out of the bottom five offenses in Major League Baseball, four of them have already fired their hitting coach before we got to the midway point. There's one team still holding on. And I want to be clear. I'm not saying that firing Alex Zumwalt unlocks something with the Royals and the Royals now turn things around offensively. I'm saying someone has to be the sacrificial lamb for what's going on. When you play the way the Royals have played for the entire month of June offensively, when you have yet another series at home in which you don't win a game and you don't score, they scored one run in the three home games in this and got 12 hits. No. Everybody's key card can't work. Somebody's key card has to stop working. Somebody's. And you've run out of player options, realistically. So tomorrow, you get a good night's rest. You wake up. It's Friday. A lot of companies fire people on a Friday. Hey, why don't you go and take a, you know what? Don't just take a 3-day weekend. Just take all of it. You know, just go ahead and you know what? Ready to go in a different direction. It feels like we are at that time with the Royals. Let's go back to the phone lines. 913-586-7965. Dan is in KCK. Hey, Dan, how you doing today, man?
Hey, doing good, Carrington. Yeah, I'm getting frustrated too. Yeah, you can't get swept at home like this. I'm me and my Special Olympics are going to be going to that game against the Mets, you know, on July 11th. And yeah, I know we're 4 weeks back at the wild card, Carrington, but the Royals don't do something, get the clutch hits, it's not going to make that much hold on, Paul. I don't turn around. So let's take care of business with the Dodgers. Take care of yourself, Carrington.
100%, Dan. I appreciate it, man. I'm not very optimistic about them taking care of business against the Dodgers. I'm going to be there on Saturday. Did you see that Dave Roberts announced that Shohei's going to pitch on Saturday? I'll be there. I'm sure Shohei will have a 1-2-3 inning. He'll probably hit a home run in the top of the inning, and then I can go ahead and go home. I've already seen all of the game. Be a 12-minute appearance. Let's go back to the phone lines. Brian is in the OP. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, C-Dot? Hey, long-time listener. Hey, I love your takes on things, but I would want to get your take on what do you feel like the answer is. I know you said fire the hitting coach, you know, and somebody's got to go. But, I mean, what is the answer with the hitting-wise? Like, we have good hitters. They're not performing. Who do you think should go and who do you think should stay out of the bottom-tier guys? And last thing is the Dodgers have 173 home runs. Royals have 263 hits. That stat just blows my mind.
I didn't even know that, Brian. It blows my mind, too. I mean, issue number one for next year is they have to find either a left or a left or right fielder. If Jack Caglione is going to be in your opening day starting lineup, and I imagine that he will be, and I don't think he's going to be playing first. Maybe he's the DH. You can't have the outfield offense and production that they have. The Royals have an entire portion of their team that gives you nothing offensively, nothing. So I don't think it's just one move. I think it's a trade plus a move. This team is more than likely going to trade Seth Lugo. In fact, it might be malfeasance to not trade Seth Lugo. He can help you long term. I don't want to sit here and hold on to the, well, maybe they can get into the wild card and maybe, no. Not when you're dead last in offense. No. So if you can turn Seth Lugo into someone who gets you a prospect who can down the line help you in the outfield, then yeah. I would also say, to your point earlier, Rob, one of their main responsibilities has to be, we have talked about the Royals like they have the second best player in the American League. Is that what you see when you watch the Royals? Bobby Wood Jr. is amazing. You think they have the second best offensive player in baseball currently on their team? I haven't seen that. Last year, Bobby was amazing. We argued Bobby was the most valuable player in baseball because of what he did for his team in relation to Aaron Judge. I'm not seeing that. I keep hearing so much conversation about their ballpark. The Royals I know used to build a team that could fit in the ballpark. What I'm hearing from this team is they use the ballpark as an excuse. Well, I mean, what can we do? The dimensions have been the same for 20 years. JJ, I know you know. You've been here a decade. Why? How are we using the ballpark dimensions? Well, I mean, you know, Kauffman, it's a big stadium. They won a World Series in that stadium. Been to two. What does Vern say? You can't do both. You can't be bad with hitting with runners in score position and not hit home runs. You got to pick which one. You can't be bad at both of those things. The Royals in 14 and 15 were not a power hitting team. You could hit with runners in scoring position. You got to pick one. They're 0-2 in both of those. They're the worst offense in baseball. Let's keep taking your phone calls. Eric is in Independence. Hey, Eric, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, just real quick, thinking of having a balanced take on this. You know, the Royals, the blame is not evenly spread here. Like, they've done a good job getting good pitching in. Like, we bring in Cole Reagans, immediately Cy Young candidate. We bring in Bubich up from injury, immediate Cy Young candidate. Estevez is having a career year. Like, they've shown they can develop and coach pitching. But the two problems are whoever is coaching these guys in the batting, there's a complete failure in making any kind of in-game adjustments. You watch it, it's the, you know, same approach for every pitcher, every at bat. I mean, you are consistently seeing bad patterns developing. Like, how many times do we see Salvador Perez down 0-2 in a count? Like, four times a game at least. It's whoever is coaching the batting, and the second thing is the organization's lack of ability to make changes. How long it took for us to get Renfro sent down, the amount of time we spent, you know, waiting on Melendez to start hitting again. Just, it's those two things. It's whoever is coming the coaching, the batting, and the organization's lack of ability to make changes fast. I'll listen off air. Thanks.
No problem, Eric. I appreciate the phone call. Some of it, too, as well, is the Royals are dead last in walks as well, and by a wide margin. To give you an example, the Royals this season have 191 walks. 29th place is 212. Like, they are the worst at it, and it's not close. The average is 261. I mean, they're 70 off the average of getting on base. That's 70 different base runners. That's guys that can steal bases. That's guys that put pressure on the defense. So you don't hit with runners on scoring position. You don't consistently get guys on base. You don't hit home runs. A caller said it earlier. What is your offensive identity? What do you do well offensively? Other than get hits with nobody on and two outs, I don't know what the Royals do really well offensively. Let's keep taking your phone calls. Austin is in Paola. Hey, Austin, how you doing, man?
Hey, C-Dot, I'm doing well, man. Hey, I just wanted to say thank you for speaking the truth. You're preaching today. I'm tired of Royals fans sitting here trying to make excuses. Well, we're just not doing well, but no one deserves to be fired. We shouldn't really do anything about it. No, I'm with you, C-Dot. Somebody out there who's not cutting grass at 3/4 of an inch should be getting let go. Somebody who's not cooking that hot dog long enough should be let go. Somebody that's not leading this team to be able to hit a baseball should be let go at this point. You know why? It's because Sherman spent money, according to what he's telling us and what he did, and is telling us we were in the playoffs. We saw it with our eyes. We were playing the Yankees last year in October, and we expected better baseball than this. We deserve better baseball than this. And maybe it's the Midwest generosity and kindness that we have in Kansas City, but guys, we got to understand, you can't just go throughout life like that. You can't. We can't continue to let the Royals not hit and not do anything about it. Like you said, we've let players go. We've exhausted all options. For me, now the only option is looking, staring right at you, whatever your name is, hitting coach. That's exactly who I'm looking at right now. And the definition of insanity, C-Dot, isn't it you do something over and over again and expect something different? That's what we're doing. That's exactly what we're doing. Just, they need to make that change, and I'm with you, C-Dot. Tomorrow, I don't even care if we wake up tomorrow morning and find out someone's key card doesn't work. If it's that or if it's after that, I don't care, but something's got to get done, man. I appreciate you, brother.
Austin, great phone call, man. To Austin's point, I know we're up against it. There has to be a standard that's set. I know the Royals aren't Kansas basketball, but I say this all the time. I appreciate Kansas because they've set a standard. Rob, you're a KU fan. Last year's KU team was not really that bad. Like, in the grand scheme of college basketball, KU's team was just fine. They finished in the middle of a tough conference. They made the NCAA tournament. They were fine. That's not good enough. We need to make changes. Hey, we need a new assistant coach. We got to change the way we recruit. We got to change. You know, whatever problem, Bill was going to solve it. The question, honestly, with the Royals is, do you trust the people in charge to solve the problem? We all know what the problem is. They're dead last in a lot of important offensive categories. You're last in runs. You're last in home runs. You're last in on-base percentage. You're last in walks. The things, the foundational pieces that you need to build a good team offense, they don't have. Do you trust the people that are in charge to help be part of the solution? To be part of the solution. That's the question with the Royals. We'll keep taking your phone calls. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Catch Hall of Famer Denny Matthews every Monday at 3.
And gone, Bobby Witt.
On your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
All right, Rob says we got 6 minutes. We have 3 phone callers. I'm going to give them a minute and a half apiece. You know who we need to put on this, Rob? We need to put the Cauldron on this. You remember when the Cauldron got mad at Peter Vermes for having a job and they wrote that strongly worded letter? Peter Vermes and Sporting Kansas City ownership, as the official supporters group of the team, We write to you today with urgency and frustration. We are at a breaking point, one that demands decisive action to protect the legacy and culture and future of our beloved club. That's what you need. You know who you need on this? You need a Johnson County woman who didn't get her way at a restaurant. You need her on this. She would get it taken care of. Hey, who's your manager? I want to talk to him. You need to go talk to whoever's in charge right now and fix whatever issue. That's what you need. You need the cauldron on this. Year after year, we have watched this team stagnate, its ambitions dwindled, and its results declined. Fans have expected to tolerate repeated disappointment with no meaningful change in approach. The lack of urgency, lack of adaptation, and lack of accountability have been glaring. Why can't we get these people to write a letter to the Royals? Who wrote this? Rob, can we find these people tomorrow? Let's find them. Don't you go to sporting games? Can we find who runs the cauldron and get them to write a letter to the Royals to fire somebody? I mean, I'm telling you, read this letter. Because I'm telling you, the cauldron would have got this done. Been done. Alex Zumwalt, he would have been fired before the final pitch today. They'd have had a strongly worded letter to get his ass out of there. Put them on this. I'm telling you, it's what you need. Gene in the OP, how you doing, man?
Hey, my man. He needs to be fired, for one. And two, when you bring up a hitter like Caglione, he was hitting double A real well. He was on fire. And then he hits triple A, and then they call him up. And then all of a sudden, the analytics of the hitting coach or whatever you want to call him. And I've always had a problem with the analytics on this team, man. You know, you had not Waka. He was pitching a great game night before last, and they take him out, and he was real irritated. And it's driving me nuts, you know, and analytics are getting involved, and the hitting coach is a moron. So I'm just saying, bro, you know, analytics has killed this team. I mean, our head coach or our manager, he's too much in the book or on the iPad and not coaching the players. Come on, man, do your job.
Gene, I'm with you, man. I appreciate the phone call. I wasn't expecting a moron out of nowhere. We don't approve name calling on this show. I don't approve. Drake, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, C-Dot? Feeling, you know, bad. But I don't know whether to be more pissed at the Royals or to be more pissed at myself for thinking that it would be different this year when we had a terrible offense. And maybe we overachieved last year hitting-wise, but we come into this season, and shame on me for thinking Jonathan India would make us a top 15 hitting team in the league. I mean, at this point, I don't see anything changing. Fire whoever, it'll help morale-wise, but at this point, there's nothing we can do. Our biggest hope is the Dodgers come into town and the Royals have a be-like Mike magical moment and we all steal Shohei's shoes and then we somehow can hit again for the like rest of the season. But at this point, we're just wasting pitching. Maybe we'll have some fun and Bobby will pick it up and we'll at least have something to look forward to next year.
Drake, I appreciate the phone call, man. That was funny. We got 2 minutes. All right, Dale, we got 2 minutes left. I'm going to give you a minute of it. Go ahead.
Oh, hey, K-Dot. I don't normally agree with you. This is Dale and KC. But, you know, a couple years back when we had George Brett come back and help out with the hitting coaching, it was wonderful. The guys came alive. Everybody started hitting the ball. And then out of nowhere, the team just decided to let him go. I never completely understood that at all.
Dale, I appreciate the phone call, man. I think George just didn't want to have a job no more. I think George just seems like somebody that just, you know, I've done my time. I just want to have my evenings free. I want to grill out in the backyard. I want to spend time with my family. And I just want to be George Brett. That's it. I think George just said, you know what? I think it's good. All right. This is what we're going to do. We're all going to regroup. We'll be back tomorrow. We will attack the Royals as they continue to not hit. We'll also talk about the stadium issue and what the letter from the Royal or from what the Chiefs means. We'll do all that tomorrow. I hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your evening. Keep it right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.